Hello, my ghouls. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and welcome to All Things Murder. Welcome to All Things Murder, the show that dives into real true crime cases that inspired pop culture movies and shows we know today. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and jeepers creepers, do I have a case for you. Now, if you haven't already gathered, I'm a horror addict, and one movie that scared the absolute shit out of me as a child was Jeepers Creepers. Now, if you haven't seen Jeepers Creepers, you absolutely should, just with precaution if you get scared easily. But Jeepers Creepers is about two siblings in college who take the long way home until they are pursued by the Creeper, after they witness the Creeper disposing of a bloody body near a church. Oh yeah, that Creeper was so terrifying as a child, but intrigued me. But did you guys know that Jeepers Creepers is based off an actual event? Oh yes. Today we're going to be talking about Dennis DePew. Listener's discretion is advised. On April 5th of 1990, Ray and Marie Thornton were driving along Snowberry Road in Coldwater, Michigan, playing the license plate game, when a green 1984 Chevrolet truck sped past them with the letter GZ on the license plate. Thinking nothing of it, they just continued on driving until they passed an abandoned schoolhouse when they saw a man trying to dispose of a white sheet that was covered in blood. So Marie was the first to see the vehicle, and she saw the vehicle parked near the school and immediately knew it was the same truck she saw earlier. A few minutes later, they saw that same truck was actually following them. So Ray turned onto another road, and the truck stopped on the side of the road. As they passed, they saw a tall man wearing a white hat was standing at the back of the vehicle with the doors open, changing the license plate, and they could see that all of the door was covered in blood. After seeing the blood, the couple returned to the abandoned school and found the bloody sheet in an animal hole and proceeded to call police. Once police arrived, they learned that the man they had seen was Dennis DePew. Who was Dennis DePew? Dennis DePew was a 46-year-old property assessor who was married to a Detroit native, Marilyn DePew, who worked as a counselor at a high school in Coldwater, Michigan. Marilyn was a mother of three children and was well-respected and beloved among her peers and students. Now, life all seemed perfect until April in 1989, Marilyn filed for divorce from Dennis and told her attorney that Dennis was trying to single-handedly ruin her life and wouldn't let her make any decisions of her own. So he was a real control freak. Yikes. After the divorce was finalized in December of 1989, Dennis was allowed a bi-weekly visitation, but the kids can pick up what was going down between mom and dad, right? And they were just very reluctant to spend any time with him. I mean, I wouldn't want to spend time with that guy. He sounds like a total dick. So, Dennis went to Marilyn's house to pick up two of the children for a visit. But Julie, Jennifer, and Scott didn't want to spend any time with them. They're like, Dad, no, fuck off. We don't want to see you. And on that day in April, the youngest Julie refused to get in his car. And the others quickly were like, yeah, we don't want to see you. Like, we don't want to spend time with you. Go away. And this pissed Dennis off. So a fight ensued between the kids and Dennis, and Marilyn joined in. So Dennis accused Marilyn of turning his children against him. And in anger, he decided to push her down the stairs and began just beating the shit out of her. In front of his children, mind you. Jennifer ran to one of the neighbors' house to call for help, and when she came back, Dennis told her, oh, don't worry about it, I'm going to take Marilyn to the hospital. So he said he was going to take her to the hospital. But unfortunately, they never arrived at any nearby emergency rooms, and Marilyn was never seen again. Now, when the Thorntons were driving and they saw Dennis by the school, he was disposing of the sheet he'd used to transport Marilyn's dead body. So the animal hole he tried to push the sheet down wasn't large enough, and when Ray and Marie went back to see what Dennis had been up to, they found it was sticking out of the ground. So he didn't even do a really good job at trying to hide her. When police and forensics arrived on the scene, the Michigan State Police officer and the sheriff's office had already begun their manhunt for Dennis following the phone call from Jennifer, the daughter. The area was taped off and nearby forensics found tire tracks and a pool of blood. The tracks would later obviously be linked to Dennis's truck, and the blood was matched to Marilyn. The next day, Marilyn's body was discovered, and her cause of death was getting shot in the head by her husband. In the days following his wife's murder, Dennis went on the run and sent several letters to family and friends to justify why he murdered his wife. Like, hey, I know it looks bad, but you gotta let me explain. In one of the letters, he said, quote, "Marilyn had many, many opportunities to treat me fairly during this divorce, and she chose to string it out, trick me, lie to me. And when you lose your wife, children, and home, there's not much left. I was too old to start over." End quote. The Unsolved Mysteries episode. On March 20th of 1991, nearly a year after the murder, Unsolved Mysteries aired the episode of Dennis Depew's crime, and that night, a woman named Mary came home and was confronted by her boyfriend, Hank Queen. Now, his van was parked in the driveway, which was out of the ordinary because he usually kept it in the garage. Now, when she came inside, he told her, "Oh my God, my mom is sick. I gotta take her to the hospital. Would you mind packing some sandwiches for the road?" Now, Mary could tell something was up because he never acted so shady and secretive. So she was like, "What the hell is going on?" So later that night, after he left, Mary was shocked to learn that Hank, her boyfriend, was actually Dennis and that he had just been featured on that broadcast. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, Mary's friend was actually the one to call into the hotline reporting her friend's boyfriend as Dennis Depew. She gave the operator his license plate number and where they thought he was going, and just 4 hours later, they located Dennis. Dennis was found to be in Louisiana and crossing the border into Mississippi, prompting the Louisiana police to start a chase that lasted over 15 miles. Warren County Sheriff Paul Barton told his team to shoot out the tires if they couldn't stop Dennis, which they succeeded, hitting both back wheels. Yet Dennis managed to drive on the rims for half a mile before the car eventually gave up and he stopped. So he started shooting at officers with his gun, with two going through the windshield and one through an open window, until he then turned the gun around and he shot himself. Dennis was buried at Eagle Cemetery in LaGrange County, Indiana, far away from his wife's final resting place in Oakland County, Michigan. And that, my friends, is the terrifying story of Dennis Depew, the man who inspired the creature from Jeepers Creepers. Don't forget to watch Jeepers Creepers Reborn. It looks like it came out on September 19th. I think it's only out in theaters, but might be out in streaming later. Definitely check it out. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and don't forget to tune in next week for a new All Things Murder, if you dare. If you're a fan of horror movies or true crime, or perhaps both like myself, don't forget to like and subscribe, and don't forget to check out my TikTok at Sinister Marissa.